Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. We are going to talk some Mountain West football, our Mountain West football update, Root Sports Rocky Mountain. They've got the New Mexico and San Jose State game coming up Saturday afternoon at 2 p.m. in Albuquerque. Brad Thompson, our guest from Root Sports Rocky Mountain, joining us on the program. Brad, good to have you on again. Here we go. We're going to be knee-deep in Mountain West football after this weekend, and I'm really looking forward to it. Outside of a couple non-conference games, we're going to find out a lot about some teams this weekend, I think.
It's going to be an exciting weekend. We got a little taste last week with Air Force and Utah State, but we're diving in, like you said, this week. And, you know, the non-conference schedule is always interesting. You got some FCS schools, you got some FBS schools, some big-time schools. You go and travel on the road to take them on. So it's hard to get a good gauge of where everybody's at, how much improvement has happened from the beginning of the season. And once you get into teams, conference play, teams that know each other, it comes down to execution, right? They know what they're going to do. They're familiar with their schemes, aside from a few new coaches, you know, head coaches and OCs and DCs and that sort of thing. But it comes down to execution when you know the teams, you know the players, you know what they can do, you know their style. So, it's going to be a great weekend when the official kickoff of Mountain West football conference play this weekend.
It's nice to see San Diego State and Boise State, the prohibitive favorites in each division in the top 25 AP poll, have both lived up to expectations, at least early on, in your opinion. I know they're 3-0, I know they're ranked, but on the field, have they looked the part of what we would expect potential division and conference champions to be?
To me, so far, they have. They really have. I mean, Boise State 31-0, you know, at half, jumping out down at halftime. They ended up giving up 21 there early before halftime, but a huge, you know, jump out lead over Oregon State. Their offense, when it's going right, looks as good as anybody in the country. And then San Jose State, when you talk about them, they're a solid team offensively and defensively. And in the past, San Jose State hasn't had trouble winning some of these non-conference games. Lately, they've looked good in conference, but they've had some issues, especially on the road, in some of their non-conference games. So they came out 3-0 as well. So they have looked the part, and Donnell Pumphrey is everything that has been advertised that people in the Mountain West are familiar with, even at his size. And we talked about this a little bit last week, I think, but they know he's going to get the ball. You know, with Rocky Long's offense, San Diego State wants to run the football, and that guy still produces each and every week, and he's, you know, looking to break the Mountain West Conference rushing record this week. He's 85 yards away. So to recap, both of those teams have looked the part, even though just three games under their belt, and it's great to see them getting recognized nationally with some bigger wins, and it's great they're ranked, and they should be at this point.
And they're playing South Alabama this week, and we all know what happened to San Diego State. You mentioned the non-conference struggles they've had in recent years, a chance to get some revenge on a team that, South Alabama beat Mississippi State at their place, I think, the first weekend of the season. So, you know, San Diego State, having lost to them last year and going to their place, probably pretty focused and not looking ahead to what's in front of them in the conference next week, I would guess, anyways.
Yeah, you'd think that South Alabama win over Mississippi State really grabs their attention, right? Now, since then, South Alabama's just 1-2. So they haven't impressed after that big win that put them on the radar. They're just 2-2 on the season, but you know that's got the attention of the Aztecs, and especially traveling on the road, not an easy way to go, going back to the East Coast. That's not going to be an easy game, but you'd think they've got their full attention with that one, with a chance to know they're ranked. They can be 4-0 heading into conference play.
I'm looking at some stats of running backs, and you mentioned the name Donnell Pumphrey, and he's got a chance. I mean, he's averaging nearly 200 yards a game on the ground. He's going to break the Mountain West record. Another running back who could break a record this week, and we know him very well here, Brian Hill. He could break the career rushing record at Wyoming. I think he needs 74 yards, so 70-something yards to do that against Colorado State in the Border War. And it's funny, he's done it. His first real action was 2 years ago in the Border War against CSU because he was filling in for an injured Sean Wick, and he's hadn't lost the starting job since then. So he's done all his damage, really, over a two-year period. But those two running backs, man, I just love watching good running backs play, and those are the two best in the Mountain West, and they're fun to watch.
They're absolutely fun to watch, and you talked about Hill, and this is, I got the chance to go to Media Days and talk to a bunch of running backs and talk to a bunch of coaches about running backs, and one of the things that makes this conference so unique is the amount of fantastic running backs that are across the board. Now, Pumphrey is in the Heisman candidate talk as they go forward, but Hill has been fantastic himself. There's a lot of good Nichols. McNichols has been good. There's been a lot of good running backs across the board in this conference. Butler's not bad. So each team, and I'm not even talking about some of the Air Force running backs either.
They don't care.
So they're... And I figured you'd think that. But this conference is full of great running backs. And I talked to Donnell Pumphrey about it, and he said, you know, I enjoy watching other running backs, even though I'm not on the field against them when we're playing. I enjoy watching Brian Hill run the football, the different styles that each running backs that they have and the different – so he talked to me about just watching film of the other running backs and learning from their other running backs in the conference and how they run and their styles and how they prepare. So it's an interesting league from that perspective. I love that aspect of running the football. And when I talked to some of the linebackers in the league, they had the same kind of respect for the running back position in this league, but they also loved the fact that a lot of teams were running it right at you, whether it was a triple option or it was, you know, Air Force or New Mexico or Nevada or San Diego State. They knew the downhill running of Wyoming, you know, they knew they were coming at. So from the opposite side of that running back coin is that there's a lot of linebackers in this league that love the fact that they're running the football a lot. They're running it right at you. It's no secret what some of these teams are going to do, which makes it, to me, it's a really interesting and unique league because so many other teams are just spread them out, hurry up, everything's quick, everything's fast, and it's spread, throw the ball 50 times, you know, and this makes the Mountain West Conference very unique, in my opinion, the way they run the football right now, with the quality of running backs they have across the board.
Brad Thompson, our guest, Root Sports Rocky Mountain, their game Saturday, New Mexico hosting San Jose State. That is a 2 p.m. kickoff down in Albuquerque. Sticking with the Border War, that's a late kickoff in Fort Collins Saturday night. Got a little interesting. There wasn't much talk going on, but then an article came out, BSN Denver, had an article, and there were some comments by former Wyoming defensive coordinator Marty English, who's now the defensive coordinator at CSU, and it wasn't shots at the Wyoming football team, more Wyoming the state, and it was interesting since he's worked here. He said there were a couple things that when he was at Wyoming, he said an administrator told him that we can go 1-11 as long as we beat CSU. I thought that's small-time thinking on Wyoming's part. I didn't like that. And the fact that there's a jealousy factor from Wyoming going down to Fort Collins for all their fun and luxuries and things like that, it may be the case for some people, but I thought it was interesting comments for a guy who used to work at Wyoming to say these things to maybe add some fuel to this rivalry that's coming up on Saturday night.
That's definitely interesting because Coach English is a veteran. You know, he's been through the coaching ranks. You talked about it. He went to UNC. It's his alma mater. So he's very well known with all the high school recruits in Colorado. He's been recruiting the state of Colorado for a long time. So that's going to resonate with a lot of people across the state of Colorado and certainly Wyoming as well. So those are interesting comments, and you don't usually see that kind of stuff from a coach who's been through it on both sides to kind of add that motivation, right? I mean, usually it's the players that come out and say, well, you know, I kind of got tricked into that, and the media got me, and I said something that maybe might become bulletin board material. But from a coach that's been on both sides of the coin, it was interesting that he's say that and kind of revel, you know, not rev things up here a little bit in this rivalry, but it's what you expect. It's what I expect when you get down to these rivalries, right? Some people have been on both sides of this thing. It's so close. It's intimate. These two teams, they just don't like each other. And I love the fact that there's bulletin board material to come out, and it's only Wednesday. So we've got some time. There may be a little bit more of that to come out. And to me, it only adds fuel to the fire, and it's what I expect in a game like this. Let's up the ante a little bit. Let's know that even the defensive coordinators are making comments here and firing that could motivate players and go forward. So it's surprising, but it's also It's surprising the source of where it came from, but it's also kind of what you expect.
Brad, it was great talking to you. You'll be in Albuquerque this weekend, Saturday at 2 p.m. kickoff on Root Sports Rocky Mountain, New Mexico, hosting San Jose State, conference opener for both those teams. Looking forward to that one so folks can watch that and then get ready for the Wyoming game later on that night. Brad Thompson, our guest. Again, he'll be in Albuquerque, New Mexico, San Jose State, Root Sports Rocky Mountain. That's a 2 p.m. kickoff Saturday in Albuquerque. Always great to talk to you, Brad. We appreciate the time, and we will talk soon. Thank you so much.
No problem. My pleasure.